Good morning. This is 91.7 WVXU. I'm Marianne Zalesnik. Westchester's John Boehner spent four tumultuous years as Speaker of the House before he lost all control over the Republican House majority and resigned the speakership and his seat as Ohio's 8th District Congressman. Next week, Boehner's book of memoirs called On the House will be published, and it's already causing a major stir on Capitol Hill after excerpts were published in Politico. In it, an angry and sometimes profane Boehner dumps on GOP figures from Donald Trump to Sean Hannity to Ohio Congressman Jim Jordan, a leader of the House Freedom Caucus, which had a big hand in pushing Boehner out of office. WVXU's senior political analyst Howard Wilkinson covered Boehner for many years and is here to talk about the new book. Good morning, Howard.
Good morning.
So tell us, why is John Boehner doing this now? It's been nearly 6 years since he left office.
I think it's kind of been bubbling under the surface for a long time. He has talked about it for years, such as calling the Republicans in Washington inhabitants of crazy town. He either does it in private or sometimes in speeches for private groups for which he's pretty well paid. These are frustrations that Boehner has been harboring ever since he became Speaker of the House. I mean, literally since day number one. In January 2011, after a 2010 election where, as he says in his book, quote, any moron with an R next to his name could get elected, end quote.
So he's not holding back very much. He did have a Republican majority to work with as Speaker. What frustrated him so much?
Well, a significant number of those new House members who were elected in 2010 were so far to the right. The ideologues who saw Democrats and liberals as the mortal enemies and believed that working with them to find common ground was the devil's work. They just would not do it. And that's not the kind of politician Boehner was at all. He disagreed strongly with the Democrats on most issues, but he also believed on trying to meet them in the middle on some issues and score some smaller victories for conservatism. He was the ultimate practical politician.
Now, while John Boehner was Speaker, he had Democrat Barack Obama in the White House. Was that a problem for him as well?
Well, sure. I mean, he would have preferred having John McCain or Mitt Romney as president, but he did believe that Obama was somebody he could negotiate with. In this book, he was critical of Obama for not doing more to reach out to the conservatives in Congress. But then he also wrote that he could understand how Obama felt. He said, how could he work with Republicans in Congress who, quote, thought he was a secret Kenyan Muslim traitor to America, end quote.
So the tone of the book is very frank. It's often laced with profanity. Tell me, is this the John Boehner that you know after all those years of covering him?
Well, yes. When I first read the Politico column, I thought to myself, I said, I don't know how this book was written, but it sounds just like Boehner. I mean, to me, it was as if someone had just put a recording device in front of him, pushed the record button, and let him rip. I mean, it's just pure, raw, unfiltered Boehner.
Will this book have any lasting impact?
Well, it's hard to say. It's certainly going to be water cooler talk on Capitol Hill for quite a while. But in the end, though, it's the voice of a kind of Republicanism that barely exists anymore. The pragmatic Republican who puts results above ideology. Politicians like Boehner, who is exactly that kind of a politician, they, unfortunately, they're a dying breed in the Republican Party.
Well, Howard, thanks so much for talking about all of this. We appreciate it.
Certainly.
You can read more about John Boehner and all that Howard worked with him over the years. And Howard's column, it's at WVXU.org. Howard Wilkinson is WVXU's senior political analyst. You can hear him each Friday at this time.